on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome back. And okay, let me... I hope Chris Cleveland wasn't listening because he's thinking, I'm supposed to be there? No, not till next Tuesday. I kept promoting we'd be talking to New Mexico Men of Honor, which, by the way, they've got a meeting coming up the first weekend in August. You can look for details on our website at klyt.fm under the events tab. But no, in studio with us, Gerald's here. Gerald Torres, part of the life courses at Calvary Church. And if you're not familiar with the life courses, there are an abundant number of life courses available to you. Let me read through some of the life courses that are coming up. You may want to take part in biblical discipleship, divorce care, growing through grief, life after betrayal. That's a course for women. And we're going to be talking about PTSD with Gerald. But life after an abortion, substance abuse, those are actually separated between the men and women. The faith-driven entrepreneur and investor, that's one of the newer life courses, got underway. Daniel Higbee overseeing that. I know in the last time, I haven't talked to him yet, but what a great opportunity that is for local entrepreneurs. Without Anger is another course designed for men. Women Living Without Abuse, and Couples Rebuilding Trust. Also, Financial Peace. It's all available. Now, those courses, if any of those appeal to you and you think, well, that's at Calvary. I don't go to Calvary. That's okay. If you go to another church or no church, you are invited to these courses. But let me tell you where to find them. Go to calvarynm.church. And on the homepage, just put your... little arrow thing over ministries, and then drop down menu will be there, and click on life courses, and you will find what you're looking for there. PTSD is a topic today, and it'll be the topic in the life course you may be attending. Gerald Torres is here, and Gerald, thank you for reaching out to remind me this is coming up so we can get you on the air and talk about it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
Always enjoy having you in. And for those who aren't acquainted with our conversations from the past, Gerald, you spent a career in really service to our communities in various different ways. Can you share that?
I served 31 years in the New Mexico National Guard. 12 of those were full-time. And I also served 23 years in the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Concurrently, some of the...
Concurrently, yes. So I'm retired from both.
Yeah. We call them double dippers, Gerald, and rightly so. Thanks for your work. And thanks, you know, not only there, but continue. I know you minister to people probably on a daily basis. And when it comes to PTSD, what is your passion here? What drew you to overseeing this class?
Well, I myself suffered from PTSD starting back in 2002, and for 10 years I really struggled. Struggled with anger, extreme anger, addiction, homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, the whole nine yards. I had no idea where to go. I had no clue. But through prayer and support from my wife and counselors, I was delivered from that by the Lord, and the Lord put it on my heart a couple of years ago to do this class, put on this class for people who were struggling with similar experiences like I did.
And that, explain how important it is for someone who is suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic
stress disorder.
How important it is to connect with others who've experienced, had similar experience.
I think it's very important because, like me, during that 10 years that I struggled, initially I was in denial. I didn't think I needed help. I didn't have a problem, according to me.
Yeah.
But according to everybody else, I did. once I acknowledged and admitted that I had a problem, it was hard finding help. It was hard finding resources and things that would work and would actually help, and not just put a Band-Aid on it. I've had several students from my previous classes tell me they've tried other things, you know, other counseling, other programs, and nothing seemed to work like this program.
Yeah. Now, the whole denial thing, is that just as occurring as often with women as it is men, or does one tend to...
It's very similar. Men tend to push their feelings down and try to white knuckle through the problems.
It's kind of part of our culture.
It's not only our culture, but it's a man thing. We try to handle it ourselves. Women, they find other ways to deal with it. You know, withdrawing is one way, and that's not always good. You know, the thing about PTSD is ignoring it is not going to make it go away. You have to address it. The only way to deal with it is to address it. And this program, the Reboot Recovery Program, helps you do just that.
Yeah, and not only address it, okay, does a PTS course not only help you address it, but recognize it?
Oh, absolutely. It helps you recognize your own struggles and then gives you tools to work through them. It doesn't just have you recognize and acknowledge it, but also give you tools to deal with these struggles that you're going through.
Right. And we may have already kind of covered a little bit of that in our discussion here, but for those that are listening and thinking, I don't know, I don't think I have PTSD. Maybe I do. You know, what are some of the signs that you would tell someone, like, if you're experiencing these things, regardless, come to the class and let's take a look and see if you are experiencing PTSD.
Well, first of all, PTSD can stem from a variety of things. Any kind of traumatic event, whether it was a childhood trauma, an adult trauma, a really bad car crash, any kind of event that was traumatic to you that caused you an immense amount of stress.
Yeah, I think people often associate it with combat. But that it's not exclusive to that.
No, not at all. Many people in the community suffer.
I mean, think of all the people in Kerrville this year, or in Rodoso, everything's fine, and then 20 minutes later, the river's in your front yard.
Right, where they lost everything, lost their home, and that's a pretty traumatic event in itself. But some of the symptoms that you were asking about, you know, if you find a loved one or yourself being more withdrawn than usual, thoughts of harming yourself, you know, thoughts of harming others, just out of character, as far as, like, for myself, I would get extremely angry, more so than I should have. But there's many signs and symptoms that I can't list them all. But just if you know somebody that's not acting normal like they normally used to, you know, just have them come out and check it out. If it's not for them, that's fine. It's not going to cost them anything. Yeah. It's a free class.
Yeah. And again, if you want the details, there's a couple different opportunities to attend this class. And they're coming up. You're going to turn around, and here we're going to be in the midst of the courses. The one is starting on Tuesday nights at Calvary Westside, and that was that August 5th. Tuesday night, 6:30.
For military.
And that is specifically for those that are
military,
either active duty or veterans.
Yes.
to attend. Calvary West Side, by the way, is located at Montaño and Coors. It's near Keller's there in Montaño Plaza. If you're at Montaño and Coors, it's on the northeast corner there. But you'll see Calvary. It's hard to miss the old Hastings over there, which, by the way, services on the weekends if you're on the west side and, and that's a good location for you. You can find details about that at calvarynm.church. But the PTSD course, and again, it's free. It is open to, now the one on the west side for veterans, and you can attend that Tuesday starting August 5th at 6:30 in the evening. Then the other course, open to all.
Correct.
Is going to be happening Thursday night starting August 7th, and that's in the Cove. But listen, if you get to the campus of Calvary Church on Thursday night, August 7th at 6:30, if you're having any trouble finding where to be, just ask someone. They'll make sure to get you where you need to be. And is there a way for – well, actually, it says even on this on the information on the internet – you can email Gerald. The email address is followme11a@gmail.com. Let me give that email address again. followme11a@gmail.com. And Gerald, for someone listening that is, maybe trying to, in their brain, trying to figure out ways, they know they should probably go, and they're trying to figure out why they shouldn't. Let's kind of lay out for them, what will they experience when attending the class?
Well, when you attend this class, you're gonna find yourself surrounded by people that are struggling just like you are. One of the lies that PTSD causes us to believe is we're the only ones suffering. We're the only ones going through this. And that's not true. There's hundreds, maybe thousands of people feeling just like you do. And when you come to class, you will see that the people in class are suffering just like you. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. And it really becomes a team. And, not to be corny, but together, everyone accomplishes more.
Absolutely.
And that'll be the case with the PTSD classes, with the life course at Calvary Church, whether on the west side for veterans, on Tuesday night, starting August 5th at 6:30, or Thursday night, starting August 7th, at the Osuna campus, reach out to Gerald for details. followme11a@gmail.com. Anything to add to that, Gerald?
It is a 12-week program. I understand that life happens and you may miss a week or two, but it's preferred that you try to attend every session.
Do some people that come back from the other sessions?
Yes, many people come back and take the class again.
Yeah,
and they find that they're learning something new.
Yeah, very good. Well, Gerald, always appreciate your time here on ABQ Connect, as well as the ministry we see you do on a regular basis. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
And stick around, a little more coming up before the top of the hour after this on ABQ Connect.